Daily Light, December the 22nd, morning. Your work of faith. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. Faith working through love. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption, but the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness, and to purify for himself a people for his own possession, who are zealous for good works. We ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, as it is right, because your faith is growing abundantly, and the love of every one of you for one another is increasing. To this end we always pray for you, that our God may make you worthy of his calling, and may fulfil every resolve for good, and every work of faith by his power. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Your work of faith. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 3. And John 6:29, James 2:17, Galatians 5:6, Galatians 6:8, Ephesians 2:10, Titus 2:14, 2 Thessalonians verses 3 and 11, and Philippians 2:13. Daily Light, December the 22nd, evening. Where is the promise of his coming? It was also about these that Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, saying, Behold, the Lord came with 10,000s of his holy ones to execute judgment on all. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will always be with the Lord. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Oh, where is the promise of his coming? 2 Peter 3, verse 4. And Jude 1, 14 and 15. Revelation 1, 7. 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. Titus 2, 11 to 13.